Co-op members now get prices matched to Aldi. Hold on, no way. Okay then, so co-op members now get everyday essentials price matched to Aldi. So sign up and start saving. Co-op, owned by you, right by you. I wasn't expecting that.
Co-op member prices matched versus comparable products at Aldi GB. Co-op membership required. Co-op Group food stores only. See co-op.co.uk/Aldi price match.
Holy moly! This week only, get your hands on a dozen irresistible, melt-in-your-mouth Krispy Kreme donuts for only £12 at Krispy Kreme shops and online delivery. Glazed, filled, iced, whatever you fancy. We call it Holy Moly Week. Hurry! Offer ends this Sunday. Available on selected dozens 16th to 22nd of June. £4.99 delivery fee may apply. Full T's and C's on krispykreme.co.uk.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 4, in the last half an hour, Home Secretary Yvette Cooper's confirmed a major investigation into grooming gangs.
To put perpetrators behind bars and to provide the innocent victims of those crimes with support and justice.
It's a public inquiry, so anyone asked to give evidence will have to. The Tories say it should have been ordered sooner. Israel's told Iran to expect a tough response after missiles hit Tel Aviv and Haifa. The conflict stepped up on Friday when Israel attacked nuclear facilities accusing Iran of producing an atomic weapon. The government says it's working around the clock to support those affected by the Air India plane crash. 52 of the 241 people who died were British. Relatives of three of them are calling for more help from the Foreign Office. And some parts of the UK could see a heat wave this weekend.
It's really through late Thursday, more particularly Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to see that really hot air arriving.
Forecaster John Hammond has told us he wouldn't be surprised if it got up to 32 degrees.
Sport.
Chelsea midfielder Moises Caicedo says fatigue isn't an issue ahead of their club World Cup bout. After an intense season, Enzo Maresca's side play their first match of the tournament against Los Angeles tonight. Bournemouth have completed the signing of left-back Adrian Truffaut from Rennes for a fee which could rise to almost £14.5 million. And Everton will play Italian giants Roma in the club's first full-capacity game at their new Hill Dickinson Stadium. More than 52,000 fans will be able to attend the pre-season fixture on Saturday, the 9th of August.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some light rain for Northern Ireland and Scotland overnight. Clearer elsewhere with a low of 9 degrees. More showers in the north tomorrow. Brighter in the south with a high of 27. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 thing.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Sunder Templeton there with the news. Also, thanks to Izzy for a tremendous afternoon show on a beautiful day. Lovely to be back with you. Izzy really laid a fact on us today. Position to Girl from Mars. Ash first performed that, I think, on Top of the Pops when they were still in their A-levels.
Yeah. Yeah,
amazing.
They were young. Yeah, they were pretty young, yeah.
That's amazing. He was like 16 when he wrote it.
It was under 21's indie.
Yeah, right.
It was.
Crazy. So putting out kind of a youth policy.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's the fourth. Anyway, thank you so much. Loads of you sending lots of positivity in for Izzy, who was particularly enthusiastic about Sam Fender, as indeed were most of our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the 4 till 7 thing. I've got Dr. Sunday Templeton here. I've got the Woodman Gav. I've got Harry. I've got Vinny in command. But most importantly, ladies and gents, I got you. Here's what's happening in your first hour. Well, massive week for the 4 till 7 thing, gang. I told a Frenchman to stop singing. Yeah. His response was hilarious. His response will stun you. Also, ladies and gentlemen, there's an alligator on the loose. There's an alligator on the loose again. An alligator on the loose.
Okay.
An alligator on the loose again. Sorry, Harry, I forgot to tell you I needed music for
it. Yeah.
There's an alligator on the... An alligator on the loose! Alligator on the loose again! Alligator on the loose! Hey, it really fits, doesn't it?
It really works.
I'm surprised they didn't go with that.
Mm.
They should use that tune at zoos.
What? If there's suddenly an alligator on the loose at a zoo. Speaking of alligators, speaking of large crocodilians, the woodman's got a snappy Chad-bound West African in his heroic little slot.
Yeah.
I wish I can tell you now, if you're a traveller and you speak a bit of Romany and you rock her a bit, that's going to be one of the funniest jokes you've heard on the radio for years. This is the Kooks, Naive. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back, I got this. We'll take it from here. It's time to
start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so. How could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet empty face is such an ugly way. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be.
Dance Plus, The Machine, Spectrum on Radio X. I'm Johnny Bourne, 4:11. That's not, I've got a number suddenly.
Right.
Sounded a bit odd, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm Johnny Vaughan, 411.
Officer Vaughan.
Yeah.
Name and number.
Yeah, DJ 411.
Plenty of all radio presenters had to have a number.
And epaulettes. Who's describing someone like that once? A friend of mine once described a guy he met. I said, what sort of person is he? He goes, he's the sort of person, it doesn't matter what shirt they're wearing, it always feels like he's got epaulettes on. he can't have thought it up. It's too good.
What are epaulettes for? Is it just for putting a rolled up hat in?
No, they're for putting
a beret or something.
Insignia, Gav.
Yeah.
Suns is back with the coffees. You all right, Suns? Suns been to Corfu. I've been on tour with my son, who's just my oldest son, just finished university. So it was our food tour of the South.
Did you have any food?
Gav, I put on so much weight. You know I have.
You have visibly added a little weight.
Yeah, I pulled an old baggy shirt from the 90s out today.
You've got it's your crazy. Demis Roussos shirt out.
It's awful. No, don't. It's awful. I was sitting on the flight, and you know, seatbelts can really be less than flattering, can't they? To a newly acquired holiday
guy.
Terrible, man. It's terrible. He's a student.
Like a really tight
sash.
He's
not anymore, but he's a student. He's just using his dad to get more beer and wine.
Yeah, well.
So, what were the most delicious things you ate?
I ate the biggest seafood tower you've ever seen in your life. Like, just shellfish.
Well, like oysters and shellfish.
Yes. That's a brave move.
No, just massive.
Wow.
Insanely big. I went to Nîmes in the south of France. Mm. I'd recommend you keep an eye on when their ferrier is, because that's I've been to 29 of these.
Right, you said a lot of Spanish ferriers.
Yes.
How do the French ferriers compare? Are they similar?
They're crazy. I tell you what, there's a lot more emphasis on electro music.
Okay.
Because the one in Spain you go to a lot is fireworks, isn't it? Yeah, it's based on fireworks.
Yeah, no, that's Valencia. That's
yeah.
But Gav, this is crazy.
Right.
They do this thing where they, you know, get down on it, and you all used to row.
Right,
do the
rowing
used to line up.
Yeah.
They do that, right, for about a mile, but then you surf it. You just jump on and they just carry
you.
They just pass you forward.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's ace. So many people just fall off in the road and really hurt themselves. They just carry on.
Brilliant.
It doesn't matter. There's just
people like one of those little sushi railways.
Yeah,
like but humans.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that film, except not. It's not like that.
Oh, no, not like that film at all.
Don't even.
Please, don't go.
There's no movie called The Human Tram.
Yeah, don't go. No, it's not. But it is like an upturn caterpillar.
Okay.
If you imagine a lot of millipede and it's just passing.
Right.
It's not like our
film. It's the first link on a Monday, John.
Okay, sorry. It's not like that film. But I ate. I just ate.
Like obelisk.
I think it's a bit risky doing a seafood tower that big, because what if things have got warm by the time you get to the end of it?
No, they don't.
So much to get through.
It's on ice.
It was on ice.
Ice. And I've been eating so much. I tell you what I did notice, though. There's like one. Actually, I'll tell you after this. This is Pulp Spike Island, right here on Radio X. Enjoy this. And I'll tell you about what I said to this cabbie.
Stop me. Dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged, then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to time until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. Yeah.
understand it. And no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel.
Spike Island. So, I just come back from a food tour of of Montpellier to Nîmes. Montpellier, hour and 20 minutes away.
Right.
Hour and 20. Maybe that's how long it took us to get there. Hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're on the beach. It's just beautiful.
Amazing.
And then you go to Nîmes, and Nîmes like really Roman.
Mm. Is it?
I don't mean everyone's walking around in togas.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I did actually think to myself, whatever happened to the toga party?
Yeah, right.
And how good it would be.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, right. What happened to toga party?
Yeah.
I know, yeah. What did happen to the toga party?
It's going
to
be an orgy. It's a toga party. But what happened to the toga?
Yeah.
Anyway, but it wasn't a toga party. But if you were dressed in togas in this feria of the French town of Nîmes, where, of course, we get denim from, hence denim,
which
I know you all know. But weirdly, no jeans shops there. I'm thinking, I'm going to go to the store. Didn't see anyone in jeans. I didn't even see a shop selling jeans.
That's crazy.
I know. I thought I'm in the home of the game, you know?
Yeah.
Right to the source.
Right.
Wow.
That's what else they've got there as well. This is part of that, you cannot have a bad meal. They've got a potato shop.
What, just potatoes?
Just potatoes.
What do they do with them?
It's a very good question. No, they're for cooking, but
they're just for sale.
They're not cooked potatoes.
No, just potatoes.
What is it called? Potatoes R Us.
It's like a potatoery.
Was it not just a greengrocer?
A pommery.
It's a pommery.
A pomme de terroir.
Yeah, a pomme de terroir. I don't know what it is, but that's how into their food they are. And I suddenly realised, you know, people speak about London, they go, no, the food's actually pretty good there at the moment.
Mm. No, you can get a decent meal.
You can get a decent meal in London. People are sort of saying, you know, like a lot of, even pubs now, they're very careful about where they get their product. You're sort of thinking, well, yes, they should be.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
Right. Yeah. You sort of realize
in France, it's literally, everyone does that.
Everyone's just trying to be friends. They just,
they are.
The French don't even think, God, I've got to be a bit better than this. I've got to up my game here.
Yeah. You see the markets, Les Halles, it's full in the morning.
Yeah.
And the whole thing's empty. It's all been bought.
Yes.
By 2 in the afternoon.
Yes, it's done.
Because everyone's coming, bought this amazing
stuff.
And
now they're rushed home
and they're all
cooking.
Making lunch.
Rushed home to cook enthusiastically.
Just salivating all the way home.
Hours over some aioli or something. Just hours just getting it so it sticks up on its own.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I didn't tell you my cab driver story. No. That's coming up next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like. From real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
28 days became 28 years.
There are many kinds of death.
But time didn't heal anything.
And some are better than others.
The most anticipated cinematic event of the year.
Day of Judgment.
28 years later in Cinemas Thursday. Book tickets now.
Make way! Coming through. Rolling deep with my entourage here. Make way!
Sorry, are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah, and they just saved me 400 quid on this new Google Pixel 9 Pro.
That explains the swagger. What's with all the ducklings?
My entourage? Say hi, guys. Get the latest phones at great prices from Giffgaff. Ends August 10th, terms apply. See giffgaff.com for more info.
By the time you finish listening to this ad, you could have earned some serious cash with Quidco. Get cash back every time you shop on over 5,000 of your favourite brands. That's cash back on that new pair of trainers, that tablet you've had your eye on, and even your weekly groceries. All through Quidco. Download the Quidco app and start earning serious cash back today. It always pays to Quidco. Account and qualifying purchase required. Time taken for payment of cashback will vary. T's and C's apply. See quidco.com for details.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Holy moly! This week only, get your hands on a dozen irresistible, melt-in-your-mouth Krispy Kreme donuts for only £12 at Krispy Kreme shops and online delivery. Glazed, filled, iced, whatever you fancy. We call it Holy Moly Week. Hurry, offer ends this Sunday. Available on selected dozens 16th to 22nd of June. £4.99 delivery fee may apply. Full T's and C's on krispykreme.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Bonjour, Jean-Yvonne. Welcome back from your holidays avec Francais. Je suis Christophe Moyles. I'm back tomorrow matin from 6:30 on Radio X. And for those of you who don't speak French, hi, Chris Moyles here, and I'm back tomorrow morning from 6:30 at Radio X. You could probably work that out.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
You've nestled into a cozy cocoon under a toasty blanket. You've achieved peak sofa comfort. What would you get up for? Remote that's just out of reach?
I'll just watch whatever's on.
Phone charger?
I've still got 2%.
Housemate who forgot their key?
Nah.
Ben and Jerry's cookie dough?
I'm listening.
It's jam-packed with irresistible cookie dough chunks. It's just dough much dough.
I'm up. You had me at dough.
Ben and Jerry's. More is more.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
And it's all
Mr. Brightside, right here on Radio X. So, I've just I've just come back from France, where I've been eating a lot. So I started off Nîmes Ferrier, eating a lot there.
Sure.
It's certainly, if you do want, it's like a whole city is enjoying a really good hen and stag night
all the time.
Yeah,
right.
It, not as bad as that.
I was going to say, but in a good way.
But
right?
In a good. Well, no, it's like a really good stag night.
Right.
Like, if you're on a stag night, you'd really hope you've gone there.
Okay.
Because right. It's there for you.
Okay. Yeah.
You haven't got to walk around like a gang of lads. What's going off? We've heard there's a nightclub.
Right.
It hasn't been very well walked through by Chris.
You aren't drinking tonight, lads.
Yeah, you aren't drinking tonight, lads. It's not like that. It's like a, wow, we really lucked in. This is like a big, ready-made rave where everyone's going crazy and then you just have the best food there. So from there, we went to a town that was the opposite.
Oh.
Really?
East.
What's that?
Dreadful.
Never
really?
Heard of it.
Yeah.
How can it be so different?
Because it feels like it's still occupied. That's why, Gav. It feels like...
Well, it's got a hint of the Vichy.
No, it feels more than a hint. There were soldiers going down the street.
What?
Yeah, there's just soldiers. We're like M4s.
Maybe it's near a barracks or something.
A4, whatever.
Foreign Legion or something?
There are military... There is military nearby. Yeah. It's a small town there, a little ferry on. You know, I figure this is going to be great.
A garrison town.
So we stayed at the top motel. Now, to get from Nîmes to Istres, which feels... It's got the feel of Vichy about it.
Okay, go on.
And the locals are openly unpleasant.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes. Unlike everyone else, they're really nice. They're not there.
They weren't fancying any tourist choice at the party.
Open contempt.
No, there was at least three big rugby clubs there.
Right.
Which really freaked me out.
Oh, it's the rugby mentality, isn't it?
I don't know, French rugby people are just like, it's really weird. They're sort of like rugby hooligans. It's
they
really
are,
strange thing. Anyway.
Yeah. The feral creatures.
Yeah, so I was in this, I was in the cab, and this is the second time, from the Montpellier to Nîmes.
Mm.
The cab driver was singing in the car, along to the radio.
Uh-huh.
I think, well, that's okay. I'm not going to say anything.
Mm. Yeah.
But he was really going for it. I was thinking, does he do this on his own? Or is it like a bit of a performance? Is he sort of thinking...
Does he charge extra?
But he was singing like, along to like the Stones and stuff, like badly.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
You know, he's that sort of, Zadie's version.
Oh, so he was singing in English?
Yes, he was singing along... No, not in English. He was singing along in sounds.
Right.
While people were singing in English.
I see what you mean, yes.
Zadie's version.
The thing is, the Stones are sort of French, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, if you think about
it's
it...
Not
that far. If you think about it, they are a French fan, yeah. Jean-Pierre Flair, he's a gay. Jean-Pierre Flair, he's a gay. anyway, so it's fine because that's a short journey.
Mm. Yeah.
But the one from Nîmes to
East
to war-torn East, that's a long one.
Okay.
Right.
Is it the same cab driver?
No, different cab driver.
Oh, wow.
We get in. He's got it on a smooth jazz station.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, it's not even smooth jazz. It's soul and jazz.
Right.
But essentially, they're playing like Brenda Lee and stuff.
Okay.
Which is fine at first. You haven't got a guy singing along.
Right.
Was he singing as well?
To Brenda Lee.
No.
Yeah, right. And it was just odd.
Go on, give us an impression.
No, I can't really do an impression. But it was that sort of...
Give us an impression of a French cab driver singing along to Brenda Lee.
He was sort of going, when you're alone, girls for stylish guys, when you're alone, the magic moonlight flames.
Why do they sing like that in France?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
I break them down. Anyway, so he's doing that.
Mm.
And I said to him, look, I'm sorry, mate.
You've got all English.
By the way, were you a little, like, tender from the night before?
Yeah, we've hung over every day.
Oh, you don't need
day.
That on a hangover.
It was hot.
Yeah.
You didn't want the aircon on, because that affects the things. It's really hot in a Prius. This guy singing, when you're alone, who cares for Stalin's guy?
Oh, no.
Anyway, so I say, could you turn it down? I do a volume down gesture,
Right, yeah.
He turns the volume down and carries on singing at the same volume.
At the same volume.
Like, don't turn Brenda down. I mean,
turn you down.
Idiot. Imbecile. This is Ocean Colour 6. Remember that song? It's right here on Radio S. Go on, take it.
you said.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
repeating now.
Fell in love with the girl. That's the White Stripes on Radio X. Goes out to Paul Brown in Botsford. Thank you very much for your lovely text. 83936, if you'd like to say how much you missed us. 83936, if you'd like to, sorry. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking over there. It looks like I've got the woodman there.
Sure do.
The woodman here. Woodman, what's those scars on your hand? I've got to ask you. It looks like, have you been fighting?
No, I've been planing all week in my garden. I've even got a bit of a tan, which is very rare.
Yeah, it's very rare for you, yeah.
That plane you bought me, that block plane, the Stanley number, whatever it was, I've been using it all week.
That's a small plane, though.
Yeah, and I've realised I've got a grazed knuckle, and in the crook where the handle sits, I've got it all worn away.
I've got a
proper... Like a labourer's hand.
Yeah, can I just, it's a trade, Gav, more than a labourer's
hand. A tradesman's hand. I've got tradesman's hand.
Tradesman's hand.
I know.
Tradesman's hand. What were you planing?
I was planing big, fat, chunky wooden boards for my workbench.
Ooh. Can I say that is a very small plane for that job? The number.
It is. I was only using that on the ends. I've got a Stanley number 4 that I use mainly as well. Yeah.
I was going to say, I wouldn't go for that unless you're
No, it's only a small little
unless plane. Really, that's for beveling.
It's quite good. It's very good for beveling.
It's a beveler's plane.
And it's quite nice for end grain. If you only poke the blade through just a tiny amount.
Imagine, I really hope there's a chippy out there or a joiner.
Yeah.
Carpenter, he's looking at his radio, just after a bit of a day. Actually, it finished hours ago.
Yeah, of course. But he'd be getting home from the pub by now.
And he's also a massive fan of Ocean Colour Scene. Finished out. His son, he's got a bit of chippy chat.
And chippy chat.
He's now looking at his radio, just like, I love radio.
Beautiful.
God, I'm poor. Am I in the right place? I feel like crying. He says it's a baffling thing. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, more Gav. He's got a hero.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Radio X.
At William Hill Vegas, Bonus Drop Boost gives you a daily chance to win. Drop your disc today for a chance to win and build your Friday multiplier. 3 days played doubles it, 6 days triples it. Are you ready for your free daily drop? William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day random prize claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? Huh. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
She's been staring at that homework for an hour now. You're going to have to step in. It's only year 5 maths after all. But blimey, fractions? X equals Y? What is this? Wizardry? It's time for a glass of Robinson squash and a tactical wait until her older sister gets home. Robinson's. Real love in every drop.
He's blue. He's fluffy. And he's crash-landed into Odeon. Gather your Ohana for some mischievous fun.
What an adorable little psychopath.
With the wildly funny Lilo and Stitch on the big screen at Odeon. Book your tickets today at odeon.co.uk or on the Odeon app. Odeon, we make movies better.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X. Kiss someone to kick you. There's not a name you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're stung by you wet and she's not aware yet. But she's yours. She'll be saying, use me. Show me the jacuzzi. I imagine that it's there on a plate. You're our rendezvous rate. Means that you'll never be frightened to make them wait for a while. I doubt it's your style not to get what you set out to acquire. The eyes are on fire. You are the unforecasted storm.
Arctic Monkeys, Brian Storm, right here on Radio X. Loads of chippies tasting, incidentally.
Yeah.
I'm a chippy, I have to correct you there. It's more for chamfering.
It is chamfering.
That's for glass, just saying. That's Kev. Thank you very much. We've decided we will be taking a wander up the tradesman's entrance tomorrow.
Yeah.
For some trade talk.
Yeah.
It's going to be chippy chat tomorrow. Some chippy chat.
Chippy day tomorrow, yeah.
So anyone who's a chippy out there, get ready, yeah?
Mm.
It's Britain's biggest carpentry conversazione. that's tomorrow, yeah? Right now, though, Gav's got a hero. You're the best. It's going to be a conversazione, that one, Gav.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
A conversation zone.
Mm.
Hey, Gav.
Yeah.
It's Manity Monday. Every single Monday. The Woodman. He serves up a hero that is a man eater. It has man on its menu. We're pretty sure of that. It has man on its menu. So.
If it gets hold of you, it's not going to be very good.
It's not good. He's not
going to do too well.
Not going to be spent badly. Gav, what do you got?
Okay, so Johnny, just like bears, I thought I'd done all the crocodiles. I've definitely done all the bears that have killed people.
Have you?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you've done the big three.
Well, there's more. There's the sun bear, there's the Asiatic bear. There's quite a few bears. Yeah,
but you've done the big three.
I have, yeah.
Because the ones that have got rules.
That's right.
The ones that have got colour-coded survival.
Oh, definitely.
Rules.
Yeah.
What's today then? You said...
So I thought I'd done all the crocodilians that have potentially eaten a person. And I found one that may have done so. So today's hero, Johnny, is the West African crocodile. And as you know, the Nile crocodile is the the biggest eater of humans on the planet for a large animal.
Yeah.
As opposed to mosquitoes or whatever. So the West African crocodile, a.k.a. the desert crocodile, more of that in a second, or the sacred crocodile. Its Greek name is Crocodilus succus, the Nile crocodile being Crocodilus niloticus. The first, it was first named. I know.
It was just absolutely.
Wait. It was first named by the French naturalist Etienne Geoffroy Saint-Hilaire, who thought it at first was a relative of the Nile crocodile, but apparently, although they are obviously related, they're not as closely related as you think. In fact, the Nile crocodile is more closely related genetically with the American crocodile than it is to the West African crocodile.
How bizarre.
Isn't that bizarro?
That really is.
It has a short, thick muzzle, a brown or olive colour. They go up to 10 feet long.
It's a big one, isn't it?
The large males can weigh 300 kilos or 660 pounds.
Oh, that's going to get you.
Bit smaller than a Nile. The Nile can go up to 16 foot. They can submerge.
Can the Nile go 16 foot? And how big's the biggest? Can you remember how big the biggest salty?
No, the salties are way bigger. They're like submarines.
Okay.
They're massive.
They're a bit of a show favourite.
So the West African crocodile can submerge for 30 minutes. I didn't realise they could stay down for that long.
Any good heartbeat stats?
I didn't get any heartbeat stats, but I've got its sprint numbers. They can sprint at 30 kilometres an hour.
I've got its sprint number.
That's 19 miles an hour. Now, the average human sprint is about 15 miles an hour. So they are slightly faster than people.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Well, no, but Bolt goes about 30, don't he?
Bolt's 27.78 miles per hour at his very fastest, in his fastest ever run.
So what I wanted to know is, if Bolt ran at a car...
Yes...
Is that like being stationary, being hit by a car at 27.8?
Oh, yeah, interesting.
I know it's different from a mental
Depends what he's wearing, I'm guessing.
It'd be really weird if you if you could run at a speed so fast, you could do yourself in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real weird way to check. I'm going to move on.
Anyway, they're found all over West and Central Africa. They like lagoons, rivers and wetlands. They do go as far east as Sudan and Uganda, but normally it's all the western side, so Nigeria, Cameroon, Senegal, Mali, Ghana, Ivory Coast, and loads of others. In Mauritania, they live in caves and burrows near the desert. When it's very dry, they do a thing called estivation, which is basically hibernation, but for when it's dry and hot.
Right.
And then they come back out when it rains.
Right, gotcha.
They are less aggressive than the Nile crocodile, but then all man-eaters are. But do they attack people? Yes. There are several attacks a year, just like any crocodilians. Are they fatal, though?
God, please, I hope they have.
Yes,
get in there.
Between 2015 and 2024 in Burkina Faso, there were 3 attacks, all fatal. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, there were 96 attacks, 66 of which were fatal. But those were mostly Nile crocodiles. In Chad, 2 attacks, both fatal. In Guinea, 4 attacks, 1 fatal. In Mali, 1 fatal attack.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah. They kill people all the time.
Okay, nice one, Gav.
Let's salute him.
Good work, lads.
The West African crocodile.
The West African crocodile. Which is more deadly, the female or the...
The males are bigger.
Are they?
The males are bigger with crocs. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Reassuringly, mate.
Crocs can be damn vicious.
No doubt about it. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a bit of new music for you now. This is a record of the week this week. It's A Little Love. It's by a really good friend of the show. Hopefully he's going to pop in. Mm. We haven't seen him for a bit. Old 3 pints. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, A Little Love. Biffy Clyro. Biffy Clyro, a bit of Jock Rock for you. That's all right. I'm kidding.
That's a good tune for a bit of a slow headbang, that one. It's got that tempo, isn't it?
It is a slow headbang. It's a slow headbanger.
It is.
Anyway, that was brand new from Biffy Clyro, a great guy, friend of the show.
Yeah.
First new music in 4 years, even if... Do you know what it reminds me a little bit of? It's that awful Supertramp thing.
Which one?
Just I've struggled to get out of my head for years. With a little bit, with a little bit of your heart. Just shows you he's better.
He is better.
Because he's made that better.
Oh, Biffy then, rules.
With a little bit, with a little bit. Sorry. I can't stand Supertramp. Yeah, he's Supertramp, isn't it?
It is.
There's always some people who thought they're a bit clever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of Lord of the Rings music, isn't it?
No, it's sort of what I call science block rock. Do you know what I mean? Science block and rock. No, there's some people. You can imagine a young Brian May.
Yeah.
I would have listened to that while working on an experiment.
Looking at an oscilloscope. Yeah,
while whittling in his shed. Anyway, while looking at an oscilloscope. Imagine him with a Van de Graaff generator with his hair going. Him and his old van.
It's beautiful.
Of course, touch that, Brian.
I want that sculpture.
Yeah, but like two giant hedgehogs. Anyway, celebrate unity and togetherness with a little love. It's Biffy Clyro in their most gloriously uplifting mode. Upcoming festival dates for them include Glastonbury and also Transmont. Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to Transmont? Are you going to go to Transmont?
No, I don't think I'm going to be able to make Transmont this year.
Gav, you go to Transmont.
I quite like the sound of Transmont.
I think I might ask all of you so I can keep saying Transmont. Sunter will be transmitting the news next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
When you run a small business, cash flow isn't just important for lasting growth. It's crucial. And that's one reason Square's point of sale system is such a popular choice with businesses everywhere. Because Square gives you quick access to your takings so you can keep things moving. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Fees apply. Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
Ah, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law. And you do love them. But dear God, their coffee. You didn't agree to that in the wedding vows. Good thing you've brought a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a faff-free bag. Now, you just have to boil a kettle without them noticing. Taylor's Coffee Bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
Holy moly! This week only, get your hands on a dozen irresistible, melt-in-your-mouth Krispy Kreme donuts for only £12 at Krispy Kreme shops and online delivery. Glazed, filled, iced, whatever you fancy. We call it Holy Moly Week. Hurry, offer ends this Sunday. Available on selected dozens 16th to 22nd of June. £4.99 delivery fee may apply. Full T's and C's on krispykreme.co.uk.
Okay, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the Home Secretary says the findings of a review into the scale of grooming gangs are damning.
She finds too much fragmentation in the authorities' response, too little sharing of information, too much reliance on...